Ted Cruz, Joe Biden amnesty would protect illegals at expense of American workers. By Sean Moran on January 21, 2021. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said in a statement Wednesday that President Joe Biden's move to enact amnesty would protect illegal immigrants at the expense of American jobs and workers. "It is deeply troubling that most of Joe Biden's first acts as president were to protect illegal immigrants and encourage illegal immigration at the expense of American jobs and workers," Cruz said after Biden announced plans to pass legislation that would provide amnesty for illegal immigrants that arrived before January 1, 2021. Not only has he chosen to halt construction of a wall on America's southern border and to continue former President Barack Obama's illegal executive amnesty by preserving the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program, but he is promoting open borders legislation that would gift citizenship to over 11 million illegal immigrants, roll back immigration enforcement, and promote and increase foreign labor at a time when many Americans desperately need work. "These actions illustrate that today's Democratic Party puts people here illegally, or attempting to come here illegally, before American workers," Cruz emphasized. Cruz joins a rising movement of Senate Republicans warning about the deleterious effects amnesty would have on America. "Joe Biden is wasting no time trying to enact his radical immigration agenda," Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said this week. "He's unveiling his draft immigration bill this week. And it's what you'd expect from the party of open borders. Total amnesty, no regard for the health or security of Americans, and zero enforcement." Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said America should focus on giving Americans jobs before granting amnesty to illegal aliens. "Before we deal with immigration, we need to deal with COVID, Chinese coronavirus, make sure everyone has the chance to find a good job, and confront the threat from China," Rubio said. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, torched Senate Democrats for embracing amnesty on day one of President Joe Biden's administration. Cruz has led efforts to fight back against unlawful executive amnesty for illegal immigrants. The Texas conservative also criticized the Supreme Court's decision on DACA last year, calling it disgraceful. "President Biden and his administration may not see a problem with illegal immigration, but millions of working men and women do," Cruz added in his statement. "His executive actions and policies make a mockery of the rule of law, and his deeply unserious legislative push demonstrates that, despite his rhetoric, he is fully on board with the radical open borders agenda." He said, "I will continue to fight for measures to secure our border, reform our legal immigration system, and uphold the rule of law." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.